we got Maryland and Stanford in here. Yeah.
Michigan and Chicago.
Yeah. Maryland, you guys buzz in, good names.
Sam.
Here,
Napa
said that
last
match
was a big upset. Which, Navid? Laughed at. Where is the Sifford? Nathan. Michigan has never beaten
Alabama.
Right.
Stephen.
Austin.
Big upset. Nickel. Nickel. K-H-I. I made a four.
All right, welcome to round 11. Give me a second to get these questions together. Are you good?
Yeah.
All right. You guys set? You guys set?
Sure.
All right. Toss up one. These people invented a water distribution system with a sloping tunnel and vertical shafts dug every 30 meters. A road in this people's empire included 111 stations for couriers called chapars. These inventors of the Kanat system conquered the city of Anshan during the reign of Teizbes. Their empire's royal road ended in the east at the old Elamite capital of Susa. The Medes were conquered by...
Persians.
10 points. This is the only one of its composer's vocal works for which he wrote his own text, which he adapted from two Romanian ballads for 10 each, in his work for double choir, tenor, baritone, and orchestra, which tells the story of 9 sons whose father taught them to hunt stags.
Cantata Profana by Bartok.
Sure.
Cantata Profana.
That's right. This composer of Cantata Profana also wrote music for strings, percussion, and celesta.
Bartok.
That's right. The third movement of this Bartok work is an elegia written in the composer's night music. That's right, 30. This man's advice included cultivating solitude in public as the innermost among concentric circles of concentration. This man, who criticized the lack of tempo rhythm in opera singers, asked his own students to understand the through line of characters via a simple I want statement called a super objective. Lee Strasberg took insights from this man's namesake system to develop method acting.
Staslavski.
10. Pretending to answer the following about unconventional names borne by fictional detectives. J.K. Rowling's one-legged detective, Mr. Strike, was named for this giant who created the island of St. Mary's Mount in Cornish folklore.
Oh, no.
Cormoran. A number of Michael Connelly novels, including The Black Echo, center on a detective of this name who goes by Harry. His mother named him after the artist of Death and the Miser.
That's Bosch.
Hieronymus. Yeah. Colin Dexter's Death Is Now My Neighbor revealed that Endeavor was the first name of this detective, who's assisted by Robert Lewis.
Morse?
You get 20 on that. Toss up. After self-financing this action, Simone Dinnerstein rose to fame in 2007. Rosalind Turek...
Goldberg variations.
I'll prompt.
Again.
Power. Okay. Your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about the 20th century priest and author Vincent Godfrey Burns. With his brother Robert, he co-wrote a book about being a fugitive from one of these institutions in Georgia. Georgia became the last station...
Gang.
That's right. Burns succeeded Maria Coker as the second poet laureate of this state. Ebenezer Cook is appointed as poet laureate by... Burns was a minister in this denomination. This group, which includes the United Church of Christ, descends from the churches established by the original pilgrims.
Congregationalists?
30 on that. Epsilon expansion was introduced in 1972 as a method for finding characteristic values of these states in dimensions near 4. An approach to analyzing these states using block spin and iterated rescaling was introduced by Leo Kadanoff. Ken Wilson's renormalization group approach explains why these states form universality classes with identical namesake exponents.
Critical states?
That's not what I have, minus 5. The correlation length diverges in, for 10 points, what type of state, exemplified by the end of a gas-liquid coexistence curve.
What?
I have critical point, all which is underlined, and I don't have state, so that's why I negate.
I protest.
Noted. Next toss-up. A member of this profession named Chuck Tatum, who takes advantage of a collapsed cave to become famous, was played by Kirk Douglas in Billy Wilder's Ace in the Hole.
He's like a reporter.
That's right, for power.
Nice.
And your bonus. Prior to this battle, one commander's troops crossed Marone Creek for 10 each, and this battle fought on February 3rd, 1852, which was a victory for the forces of Justo José de Urquiza.
Caseros.
That's right. The Battle of Caseros took place in this country, where a dirty war was later conducted by a junta that lost power in 1983.
Argentina.
That's right. This Caudillo of Argentina and the creator of the Mazorca Secret Police lost at Caseros.
Rosas.
30. Toss it. One of this man's works depicts Guilford Mariner's affair with an elderly German countess. That novella, The Stranger at the Palazzo d'Oro, was preceded by a memoir about this man's friendship with V.S. Naipaul, who this man encountered in Africa while writing his debut novel, Waldo. This author of Servidia's Shadow and such travel narratives as The Great Thoreau. That's right, for Ted. This horse won the Kentucky Derby by 8 lengths in 1941, setting a track record that stood for over 2 decades for Ted Each. Name this horse who won the Triple Crown that year with jockey Eddie Arcaro.
Secretariat.
Whirl Away completed his Triple Crown by winning this New York race in June 1941. Only 3 other horses, including second place Robert Morris, competed.
Belmont Stakes.
Yes. Later in the 40s, Arcaro rode this other Triple Crown winner who was the first horse to win $1 million. A quarter century passed between this horse's Triple Crown and Secretariat's.
War Admiral.
Citation, you get 10. Toss up. This 16th century building and an ancient structure in the tholos form dedicated to Vesta in Tivoli that may have inspired it were sketched in Book 4 of Palladio's 4 books. Ferdinand and Isabella of Spain commissioned this building, which features a frieze with a key motif. This martyrium was built on the Janiculum Hill in a courtyard where St. Peter was...
Capietto.
That's right, for 10. In 2014, Forbes proclaimed this woman the world's youngest self-made female billionaire. For 10 each, named this woman who dropped out of Stanford as a sophomore to found the health company Theranos. It's Holmes. Theranos develops tests using this substance, which it stores in proprietary nanotainers.
Yeah.
Answer? That's blood. In 2014, this politician joined Theranos' board of directors, becoming one of its 2 board members with a medical license. This man succeeded Jim Sasser in Congress during the 1990s.
Oh, what?
This guy. What's born, is
he? I don't know.
Answer?
No,
it's Bill Frist. No points. Toss up. Before Erik Erikson worked with the UROC, Erikson spent part of 1938 studying child development in this place, where Anna May Aquash's murder has remained unsolved since 1976. It voted to repeal a decades-long alcohol ban in 2013 during a period of more than 80% unemployment. A shootout with two FBI...
Iceland?
No. Nice side. FBI agents in this place led to the imprisonment of Leonard Peltier. The town of Wounded Knee is in, for 10 points, what Oglala Lakota Indian Reservation in South Dakota.
It's like Lone Pine?
Pine Ridge. Okay. Next toss-up. After fleeing to this country ahead of kidnapping charges, Robert F. Williams broadcast Radio Free Dixie from it. In 1984, this country granted asylum to a woman who escaped a prison sentence related to a shootout on the New Jersey Turnpike. From 1968...
Cuba?
Power. Yeah. This novel includes a story about a necromancer named Malum Bruno who turns Princess Antonomasia into a brass monkey. For 10 each, named the 17th century novel whose second volume features a duke and duchess who mock the title character by pretending to take him seriously.
Don Quixote.
Yep. Among the many digressions in Don Quixote is the story of this knight who haunts the Sierra Morena after Don Ferdinand kidnaps his beloved Lucinda.
Amadeus of Gaul?
No, that's Cardenio. A lost play about Cardenio is believed to have been written by Shakespeare and this other man, who's better known for collaborations with Francis Beaumont, such as The Maid's Tragedy.
Fletcher.
You get 20. Toss up. After being deported from South Africa for conspiring against the Boers, this man returned to California to work for a magazine called The Wave. His story, Hunting Human Game, about a prospector who kills his partner for gold, anticipated a novel by this man about Trina Siep's husband, who ends up handcuffed to Marcus Schuler.
Norse.
10. And your bonus. Answer the following about obtaining information about the 3D structure of molecules for 10 each. This relationship permits the calculation of the angles resulting from X-ray scattering on a crystal lattice. Yes. NMR experiments can provide structural constraints for molecules or complexes that won't crystallize. NOISY is an NMR experiment that describes this type of coupling, which is exemplified by dipolar coupling and contrasted with through-bond coupling.
LS.
Answer?
LS.
Through space. 2.2 angstrom resolution was recently obtained by this imaging technique, which involves flash freezing samples in liquid ethane and averaging millions of results from single particle analysis of individual conformations. Answer? It's cryo-electron microscopy. You get 10. Toss up. This process has a dimensionless rate of 1/4 e to the 3/2 for a non-self-gravitating, isothermal, transonic, spherically symmetric flow, as shown by Hermann Bondi. This process generates
accretion.
Power in your bonus. This man served for over 36 years alongside Fritz Hollings, making them the longest-serving pair of senators in history. Yes. Thurman ran for president in 1948 as the candidate of this party. Yes. Thurman's running mate was this governor of Mississippi, who told the African-American citizens of his state to move elsewhere if they had become so deluded as to want to enjoy social equality with the whites. Answer, it's right, 20. Toss up. This country contains the Kachki Pillar, a 130-foot-tall limestone monolith topped by a small monastery. An autonomous region in this country contains the New Athos Cave. Greece? Minus five. So large it has its own subway system, as well as the Krubera Cave, the deepest on Earth. The Kura River runs through its capital, the site of 1956 protests against de-Stalinization. In 2012, it abandoned plans to build the training port of Klasika on the Black Sea. For 10 points, name this country governed from Tbilisi.
Georgia.
10, and your bonus. In October 2014, this institution surprised many by announcing it would triple its purchases of stocks and dramatically increase its purchases of bonds. For 10 each, name this institution. In 2013, the president of the Asian Development Bank was appointed its governor.
World Bank?
Bank of Japan. Okay. Haruhiko Kuroda was made governor of the Bank of Japan by this Japanese prime minister, whose namesake economic policy involves monetary easing.
Abe.
Yes. In 2013, Abe caused controversy by visiting this shrine, which includes among those that commemorates a number of World War II war criminals.
Yes, okay.
20 on that. Toss up. In 1935, a leader of this institution allegedly engaged in a sex act with Bavarian Joe near the Potsdam rail station, while another leader was forced to resign over his marriage to an ex-prostitute. This institution, whose leaders criticized expansionism at the Hossbach Conference, was purged in the Blomberg-Fritsch crisis, after which it came under the command of Hitler. This institution was formed by a 1935 decree that renamed the Reichswehr. For 10 points, name the Nazi era... German military. That's right, for 10.
Yeah.
Jacob and Daniel Bernoulli contributed to a beam theory that is also named for this man. For 10 each, identify this scientist whose namesake perspective in fluid mechanics uses a coordinate system fixed in space, not one that follows a given parcel of fluid.
Euler?
Yes. For constant stiffness, Euler-Bernoulli theory states the applied load equals the stiffness times the derivative of this order applied to the deflection. The Taylor series term of this order is divided by 24. The terms on either side are divided by 6 and 120.
Four.
Yeah. This Englishman names a double integration method for predicting deflection in Euler-Bernoulli beams. In his method, bracketed terms account for discrete points of loading on the beam.
That could be integral.
Answer.
For what?
It's Macaulay. You get 20.
So I have 165 for Maryland, 155 for Stanford, with 45 points in protest for Stanford.
Yeah.
And 160 for Stanford.
So, for the record, the Tazik was saying this state, and he was saying critical state.
Yeah.
And if critical is the only underlying part...
No, that's the thing. If critical is the only underlying part, I would give it to you. Critical point is what is underlined, and I have no prompt that would be pertaining to it.
Still going to protest.
So, I understand your protest. I'm explaining
those
why.
Those are called critical exponents, which is why I buzzed.
So, yes, you buzzed with critical state, you buzzed after the power, and I marked it.
Okay.
And
cool.
So in terms of Stanford's score, they have three powers and two negs.
Yeah.
I have four powers. Reporter, Thoreau, Kiva, and equation.
Was Thoreau of power?
I think Thoreau was power.
You think Thoreau?
Thoreau was not power.
No. Thoreau is not power. Okay.
Yeah, but that travel odds.
Yeah.
Paul Thoreau.
Thoreau.
So do we, are we agreed on the score?
165.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we agreed on the nature of the protest?
Okay.
Are there other protests?
No.
Okay. So we'll be going to toss up 14. Are you good?
What about Pine Ridge?
Are you guys good?
Yeah.
We didn't know.
You guys good?
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
This is toss up 14. The end of this poem discusses people forced to travel to wild Altama and face the crouching tigers and savage men of the New World. This poem criticizes the trend of ornamental landscape gardens in such lines as, "The country blooms, a garden and a grave." Its speaker warns, "Ill fares the land, to hastening ills the prey, where wealth accumulates and men decay." This work, which appeared in 1770, protests the
deserted village.
10. The end of the dominion of imposture is prophesied in the last chapter of this 1837 work, titled The Whiff of Grapeshot, for 10 each. Name this historical work, which opens with a reflection on the accuracy of royal surnames before recounting the death of Louis XV.
What year is this from?
1837.
The
That's the French Revolution. This Scottish author of the French Revolution wrote about Diogenes Teufelsdrockh in Sartor Resartus.
Yeah,
yes. This fellow British author described Carlyle's depiction of the fall of the Bastille as prose run mad. His own works include The Paris Sketchbook and the unfinished Denis Duval.
Thackeray.
That's right, 20. Toss up.
Yeah, okay.
This thinker's view that man can progress from the image of God to the likeness of God, derived from Genesis, helped inspire John Hick's soul-making theodicy. This author of Proof of the Apostolic Preaching and student of Polycarp criticized Valentinianism in a five-book treatise. Many of this man's claims were finally verified at Nag Hammadi, where a real copy of the Gospel of Jude...
Irenaeus?
10, in your bonus. This country's been the site of disputes over mining rights in the Samando region. For 10 each, name this West African nation, currently led by Alpha Condé.
Alpha Condé. Guinea?
Yes.
Good.
Mining rights in Samando were originally granted to this Anglo-Australian mining corporation named for a Spanish river.
Rio Tinto.
That's right. Samando contains the world's largest untapped deposit of this metal's ore, which comes in pegmatite and hematite forms.
Iron.
Iron?
You have 30. Toss up. A University of Colorado research group has found that the presence of this agent is associated with temporal arteritis. Meningoencephalitis, caused by it, classically causes multifocal strokes. Its presence in the geniculate ganglion causes Ramsay-Hunt syndrome. Complications of this infectious agent, which can be prevented by the live vaccine Zostavax, include a pain...
Shingles?
Minus five. Include a painful rash called shingles and an itchy rash usually seen in children. For 10 points, name this virus responsible for chickenpox.
Paracella?
10, and your bonus. Warren Schwartz supposedly coined the name for these entities, analogizing them to configurations of electric charge. For 10 each, name these generalized functions, which are linear functionals that map from a set of test functions to the reals.
Distributions.
Yes. This distribution is often erroneously described as a function that outputs zero for all inputs
zero
except
delta
for...
function?
Yes. Distributions often appear as these generalizations of classical solutions, which satisfy an integral form of a PDE expanded to include a test function. They need not be continuous, making them useful in problems that involve shocks or other discontinuities.
General, I'm not really sure what they're looking
for. I don't know what
that is. Answer.
Step functions?
Those are weak. You get 20. Oh, okay. Toss up. A group name for this city includes a god born from a blue lotus that's often shown atop his head. A basalt slab unearthed in this city, depicting the birth of Atum from an older god's speech, is the Shabaka stone. Nefertem was worshipped alongside Sekhmet in this city, where priests raised a creature with white spots on its forehead and right thigh in each reincarnation. The Apis bull lived in...
Alexandria?
My side. For 10 points, what city whose divine triad was led by Ptah, founded after Menes unified Egypt?
Memphis?
That's right, for 10, and your bonus. This man's obituary credited him with popularizing such words as Moppet and Tycoon. For 10 each, he is influential publisher who collaborated with Britain Haddon to create Time magazine.
Loose.
Yes. In 1936, Loose purchased this magazine, which in 1945 published Alfred Eisenstadt's photo of aged... Yes. This imitator of life employed Stanley Kubrick as a photographer in the late 40s. It was founded by Gardner Coles in
1937. Do you know what this could be?
Look. Answer? That's right. You get 30. Toss it. This man's family loses an audition for the 1895 challenge. This man, Donald Trump and Arnold Palmer, are described as people who got rich off yo-yo tricks. This man, who introduces Bleeding Gums Murphy as his father to kids who don't know what the jazz is all about, later applies some nonsense to the word Pokemon.
Cosby.
That's right, for 10, and your bonus. This curve is a function of price expectations and the nominal wage rate. For 10 each, name this curve that is vertical in its long run or classical portion, where the economy reaches full employment.
Aggregate supply.
Yes. Increasing the quantity of factor inputs, particularly this one, shifts aggregate supply to the right. It and labor are the usual inputs of a Cobb-Douglas function.
Capital.
Yes. This economist argued against the aggregation of heterogeneous capital and economic models in his Production of Commodities by Means of Commodities. Sharafa, you get 20. Toss up.
Can I get a score check? Yeah.
So I've got 255 for Maryland and 225 for Stanford.
I have that. How many toss-ups remain?
We're going to toss up 19.
Okay.
255,
225?
Correct. So everyone agrees on the score?
Sure.
Yeah, cool. Now we'll see if you have more water. Are you good?
Yep.
All right, you guys all set?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is toss-up 19. The completely fair scheduler uses this specific data structure instead of a run queue to store tasks that might be executed next. Robert Sedgwick introduced an easier-to-implement variant of this structure in which its three nodes have the left-leaning property, so fewer rotations have to be performed. Rudolf Bayer invented these data structures, which are self-balancing, much like the AVL tree.
Display.
I'm sorry?
Display tree.
My side. For 10 points, name these binary search trees that assign a color to their nodes.
red black trees.
Sorry for 10, your bonus. This man described language acquisition as a means of feeling one's way into another culture. For 10 each, name is Weimar philosopher, a student of Johann Ulrich Hamann, whose works include a treatise on the origin of language written in the 1770s.
Herder?
Yes. Herder promoted a concept of nationality denoted by this German word for people. Each of them has a Geist, Volk? According to Hegel.
Yeah.
Wait, is it
Volk?
Volk.
Yes. Herder criticized the views on the origin of language held by Rousseau in this 18th century thinker, who erred according to Herder by making animals into human beings. This sensationalist was a leading French disciple of John Locke.
Demestre.
It's Condillac. You get 20. Toss up. In 1990, the Supreme Court declined to create one of these legal doctrines for peer review materials. Federal Rule of Evidence 501 governs attempts to invoke these legal doctrines. In Brandsburg v. Hayes, the court held that the First Amendment does not create one of them for journalists. One of them is often invoked alongside work product protection.
Privileges?
That's right, for 10, it's a bonus. The French and Ottoman empires formed an alliance of convenience that lasted for more than two centuries. For 10 each, name both the Valois ruler of France and the Sultan who began that alliance by uniting against their common enemy, Charles V, in the 1530s.
Okay, go. France is the first in Suleiman the Magnificent.
Yes. A decade later, France permitted this Ottoman corsair to winter in Toulon. After inheriting a sobriquet from his dead brother, Oruc, he faced off against Andrea Doria at the Battle of Preveza.
Herod and Barbarossa.
Yes. France's Ottoman-era debts to two Algerian Jewish bank families led to an 1830 crisis in which France occupied Algiers, flouting its usual courtesy to the Ottomans. Name either family.
Maybe the Jewish family or the Rockers.
Answer?
Rothschild?
The Bakri and the Bushnak. You get 20. Toss up. This play's title character wishes that Zeus had allowed men to have offspring in return for gifts brought to temples instead of having created woman. A goddess promises to murder Adonis at the end of this play, whose stage is set in between two statues of goddesses. This play opens with a speech by Aphrodite, after which its male title character offers a wreath symbolic of his chastity to Artemis. For 10 points, name this play by Euripides about a son of Theseus who is desired by...
Hippolytus.
10. Your bonus. During the bridge of this song, Phil Collins remembers holding his beloved tightly in the wake of this madness. For 10 each, name this song by Genesis, which opines there's too many men, too many people, and not much love to go around in the title place.
The City.
Land of Confusion. This new metal band covered Land of Confusion for their 2005 album, 10,000 Fists. Their single, Down with the Sickness, opens with a growl from David Draymond.
Trapped.
Disturbed. This pop culture figure is asked, where are you now, in the second verse of Land of Confusion? A graphic novel by Mark Miller imagined the alternate reality in which this person grew up in the Soviet Union instead of Kansas.
Yeah. Superman.
10 on that. Toss up. This is the only U.S. public transit system with Go Library book vending machines at its stations. In 2012, several escalators in this transit system were removed from service because of the volume of human waste made repairs impossible. Extensions of this system are planned to Livermore and Warms.
Fart.
That's right.
Suck it.
And your bonus. This work's fifth movement, Lord Melbourne, uses arrows above each note to indicate the beat shown by the conductor in its free time sections for 10 each. And this work, referred to by its composer as Musical Wildflowers, a piece for wind band whose other movements include Forkstow Grange and The Lost Lady Found.
Linkager Posey.
Yes. Linkager Posey is by this composer, a native of Australia, who also wrote Molly on the Shore and an arrangement of Country Gardens.
Granger.
Yes. Granger wrote a clog dance inspired by the image of this Baroque composer dancing down London Strand. This composer wrote three suites of water music. You get 30. Toss up. Derivatives of this compound replace tricyclohexylphosphine ligands in the third generation Grubbs' catalysts. This compound reacts with cyclopentadiene to form azulene via a zinc aldehyde intermediate. Sodium amide and ammonia react with this compound in the Chi-Chi-Babin reaction. This compound reacts with hydrochloric acid and chromium trioxide to form a mild oxidizing agent of alcohols called PCC. Niacin is a derivative of, for 10 points, what six-membered heterocycle with formula C6H5N.
Warburg?
No penalty. Pyridine. Last toss-up. At the end of this period, a group of advisors known as its namesake Six Gentlemen, including Tan Sitong, were
100 days before.
Power, and your bonus.
Shit.
This correspondence ended with a damning command to kindly burn this letter for 10
Mulligan letters.
Yes. The release of the Mulligan letters contributed to the corrupt reputation of this continental wire. Yes. Despite the Mulligan letters, Blaine was nominated for president at the 1876 Republican National Convention by this former Attorney General of Illinois, who called Blaine a plumed knight in his speech.
Ingersoll.
30.
Okay. So final score is 355 for Maryland, 285 for Stanford, so the process is moot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.